Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame members Rush just announced their 50-something tour. Want to see them? Grab a chance for you and a guest to win a fly away to see this legendary band at Madison Square Garden in New York City. The prize includes tickets to the show, round-trip airfare, and a two-night hotel stay. Don't miss out. Enter now, WQAM.com. It's a national contest, Joe.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. And, of course, the big story has nothing to do with actual football. But to his apology, for his comments after the game, after the loss to the Chargers, and everything that was said, listen, you got to move on now. You got the Browns, who aren't very good. You got a lot of their own problems. But I got to tell you, man, the bigger problem right now, if we're getting back to the football side of this, besides whatever you think of Tua, one way or the other, we got to stop or slow down the run defensively. My God. It's just looking at numbers last night on what everybody's been able to do. All these 100-yard rushers and these yards, dead last, giving up 5.5 yards per carry. My God, do the math on that. Every time just two carries are getting first downs, the amount of 20-yard runs they've had is just a lot of bad numbers that they're trying to get cleaned up. Baldy talked about something I thought was very interesting, just not the D-line, but the tackling by everybody. He talked about linebackers. He talked about, and listen, our linebackers are stuffed. Hell, we got number one tackling linebacker in the NFL. He's got more tackles than anybody. And his sidekick had to miss last week's game, or he'd be right there with him. Plays bounce out and guys just aren't tackling, aren't playing well. It's frustrating. And, you know, I know talked about, well, we're trying to strip the ball. Well, you better make sure you make tackles before guys take off and run for another 5, 6, 7, 8 yards before you decide to have somebody else come in and try to strip the ball or pop it out with the hit or something. So they got some things individually clean up and just playing better late in football games, and the mistakes, the little mistakes were just not good enough to overcome all the little mistakes. And the worst time to have the longest kickoff return against you in the last 30 something seconds of the game, just across the board. You've seen them all. There's no reason to bring them all up here. I can tell you their game plan, though. This game plan for the Browns is going to be a really easy one. It's a copycat league. I'm sure when Anthony Weaver gets together with his guys, he goes, okay, we've got another running back that we're going to face here that's a rookie, and they're going to run the hell out of him because they think they can run the ball, and then they're going to have their rookie quarterback throw short passes to the tight end and running backs, and you can look at their numbers. A lot of checkdowns, a lot of swing passes, just a little curl up, 5, 6 yards, just to have positive plays. Not a lot of yards, just put you in better second and third down situations. And if you're able to run the football, I know people are frustrated with our pass rush too. Look, if you're doing nothing but worried about the run, and the run, and the run, and the run. And now, last week we saw the Chargers bounce outside of the tackles a couple of times for huge runs. Then it's hard to tee off. You're never in third and long situations, or very seldom. Everything is short. And, you know, whether it's quarterback sneak or hand the ball off or fake it and run outside. But it's just slowed down the pass rush. And from there, we got one interception in 6 games. I just think it's all connected. It's all connected to not being able to stop the run. And now we got Quinshon Judkins, 6 feet, 220 pounds, who's their best offensive player right now after getting through all his drama and legal issues to start the year. And he's our guy, and he's another one of these. By the way, everybody seems like has got 220-pound running backs across the board, and he's another one. So that's going to be an interesting one while we're talking. And I know everybody and Tua, this whole thing with Tua, and everybody's got an opinion on it. Whether you're a casual fan, it's just one of those topics when somebody says something about the team. And some of you, by the way, some of you have said, why can't he say that? He's a quarterback. He should say that. I'm glad to see somebody stand up to those guys. And then other people going, nah, that's not how you do it. You don't call guys out. If you got a problem and it's bothering you that much, you talk to them. There's a lot of different places. You're together all day, 5 days a week. You are together all day. If you're on the plane, you got the plane, you're in the hotel. If you're at home, you're there all day. You're working out, you're lifting, you're in meetings. There's plenty of time. You eat together, and that great food they have over there. There's a lot of different ways to get your message across nicely to guys and tell them, hey, man, I need you. I need you to give me a little more. Just don't do it. And, you know, the weird thing is he's not a rookie, and he's been around this league for a while now. And so, anyway, I'm not so sure he didn't think some of it, you know, was media driven, and he came clean on it. But I'm guessing right after he said it, he thought nothing of it. Didn't think he had done anything wrong is what I really think. Hey, we got 7 o'clock hour coming up here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. And as I said, Kimbo Camper will join us today. Pete Prisco is going to be in, and Don Strock is going to call us as well. Talk to Stroker and talk about some of the quarterback stuff and trying to fix things. And nobody sharper than Don Strock with all that stuff. So we get his take on meetings and leadership and all that stuff.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.